This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Yeah, that's my old girlfriend.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two on a Friday morning. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see how he's doing this morning. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
I'm fine, Mickey. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good, man. Just surviving Thanksgiving again.
I hear you.
Another one out here in the river.
Yep. Now we out here in the river bottom. We'll see if we can get something done.
A little wet.
Yeah, it's a little damp.
Boy, I thought about you yesterday when those storms went right above me. There was a heavy one. And
we got here right before it hit. They kept saying on the radio, you need to be where you need to be before 3 o'clock. And, well, we got here about 2:45. We're supposed to get ready to go, and here it comes. So we built a light fire and played dominoes and cards and went to bed.
There you go. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
But
I didn't ever hear from you. I guess Darlene didn't get that big buck the other day.
No, she didn't. No,
did she see it?
No, didn't even see it.
Dang it. I was hoping she'd shoot that deer, man.
Yeah, it just, you know, weather-wise, it was not ideal, but and them acorns are kind of still hitting the ground. I'm sure they're on the ground this morning after that yesterday, that blow.
Right. It
should have knocked them all out. So we're up and out. I'm fixing to go see what happens this morning. Got a little more wind than I want, but. Looks like it's going to be this way the rest of the weekend.
Man, they're calling for rain. You know, it's not on radar yet, but they're calling for 100% today and tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
So just what we need.
It takes fun out of it. So,
yeah, it does.
You know, just getting there and stuff, especially this mud and stuff out here. So.
People ain't ever been in mud till they've been in a river bottom. Hunting in bottom lands. That's about as nasty as it gets, brother.
Yep. It's either sticky or sloppy.
It is, man. So, gumbo.
Gumbo. That's it. So, but I hadn't heard anything from Dennis. I talked to some of the guys, my friends, but we just wished each other happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
Other than, you know, the fishing's still off the chart. And probably going to be through February. So, I mean, I don't see them trout going nowhere.
No, not as good a shape as that river's in.
Nope. And, you know, well, we're getting rain now. People's telling me, I said, you don't understand. That water's got to come from way up north. That ain't where they're getting it.
Yeah, everybody worries about the rivers. Local runoff's not an issue. It's the stuff up north.
Yep.
You know. With your river and Trinity River and all the rivers we're accustomed to around here, the water from up north is what kills us.
Yeah. I mean, because that's like yesterday. I mean, it rained, but it never was, nothing was heavy. Even when it come through, it wasn't even heavy. Now, I know below me, between me and you, there was pretty good swells.
Yeah.
I was hearing some.
That's that one that went just north of me, and then a guy I know over in right there in Liberty County, right on the edge of the Chambers Liberty line there, he got about 3.5-4 inches at his house.
Wow. No, we didn't get nothing like that out here.
Yeah, I might have had an inch and a half or so.
Oh, we wasn't even close to that.
Well, that's good. You don't need, you know, need these drenchers.
No, absolutely not. So, well, I got Rustin with me. Rusty, he's going miles.
Oh, Rustin.
Yeah, he's going. He said something dying today, Pop. I said, all right. Well, we can kill those till Sunday. So he's got.
How old is Rustin now?
14.
Man, he's growing up. I hadn't seen him since, you know, he came to Crocker's that time I was out there hunting with Chris.
Yeah.
When they all came over there, and him and Rusty, and he's a cute little booger, man.
Yeah, he ain't no little booger no more.
No, he ain't. He's
a grown man now, growing up. But that's what we got going on. Just survived another turkey day and see what I can get done. I'm going back to Venice here. I think the end of next week's when I head back.
Yeah.
Got a little bit to finish up. And go from there.
And you got all them young Jeffcoats coming up through the ranks, man.
Yeah. Well,
wildlife beware.
Yeah. Actually, they ain't but two boys. That's them all little girls. So.
Yeah, that's all right. The last hunt of the fish, too, man.
Yeah. Well, Rusty's two boys, that'll be the last of us. Unless they get some boys.
They'll keep it going.
On my brother's side, that's all girls.
Right.
So, but, that's it, Mickey.
Darlene with you?
Going to life. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's in there getting dressed right now. She said she might even kill a doe. I went, really? She ain't never killed one in her life.
She's never shot a doe before? Well, hey.
Nope.
Tell her it's time to ground check one.
But she's ready. She's down to about 3 packages of hamburger meat, so she's wanting some more hamburger meat. So
yeah, my wife's leaning on me because we're out of burger. We already ran out.
Yep.
I got to go get something.
And when you going south?
Between Christmas and New Year's, like I do every year.
Yeah, I got you.
Unless
they done anything down there.
We get some good weather in here and those bigger bucks start moving down there, I might have to do a 3-day turnaround, leave on a Sunday and come back Wednesday to do the show on Thursday.
Right. Yeah. Has that killed anything yet? Worth it? Anything?
They've killed 2 or 3, you know, decent 140-ish, you know.
Right.
But mostly, boy, a lot of teenagers. Lots of, you know, 2-year-old age
running
around. They're all over
the
place.
That's how it is here.
They're moving a lot.
Last Sunday morning, I had 9 does yearling deer come in. And
dang.
I mean, they just started feeding a little bit, and one of them throwed her head up, and then the party was on. Here come 5 of them from different directions. They all busted it up, and they run around there. There wasn't nothing in there worth shooting, but it was a good hunt. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in such good shape. You know, I'm hearing the same thing. You know, anybody East Texas, all, you know, from you up through, you know, towards Palestine and all in there, is just so many acorns, and they're not coming to corn. They won't even mess with the feeder. The damn corn's piling up under the feeders.
No. You know, it's weird. Ours have been getting cleaned up, but it ain't during the day. It's all at night. I've got my cameras running still.
That's what my son told me. He's with his in-laws, and they're up at their place up around Breckenridge area, and they won't even see any hogs, nothing during the daytime. Said all that corn's gone in the next morning.
Yep,
everything's
been
eating at night, man. That's crazy.
I have not seen a hog during the daytime, but there's plenty of them at nighttime, and they're in good shape. Deer in good shape. You know, them does that we killed youth weekend. You wouldn't believe the tallow on them. Yeah, unreal. And, you had to wash your knife in hot water. Yeah. You had to wash your knife in hot water to get all that tallow off of it.
That's crazy.
So.
They ain't hurting. All the does got yearlings, or?
Not all of them. Well, you know, we got some old barren does, and where Rustin's going this morning, there's one over there, and she's been there 3-4 years now and never had a fawn on her, and she is a hussy.
And those are the ones that always blow you, man. They ruin your
every life. Time. Every time.
Them barren does are nasty. Shoot her.
Yep. That's what I told Rustin. I said, you see her. I told him, I said, then don't wait. She comes early, go on, kill her. So I said, just leave her laying there. He ain't going to bother.
Just leave her laying there. Maybe a big old buck will come out.
You bet.
I've seen that happen before.
That's funny. In this river bottom, there was some of them boys duck hunting last Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And they shot quite a bit. I mean, between 50, 75 times.
Dang.
And I hadn't seen these birds. Now, lake there was hunting. I hadn't been by, but they done some shooting. But I didn't see no birds flying or anything like that. But I heard some shooting across the river, too. But I had deer there with me. And that first couple of shots they done, they picked their heads up. But after that, they never picked their heads up.
Didn't even pay
no attention to that shit. No. That morning, I did have a group of hogs. I heard them coming, and they were pretty close to me. And they got right up there at the edge of that lane, and them boys busted off again, and they left there. That hog can't take that shooting.
No, they look stupid, but they're not.
No, they're not.
Hogs are smart.
Awful.
So. It's like old Arnold. Anyhow. Green Acres. He could turn the TV on and change the channel. Remember that pig?
Yeah, I remember that pig.
Oh, boy.
That was Zsa-Zsa, wasn't it?
Zsa-Zsa Gabor. Eddie Arnold. Eddie Arnold. Yep. Green Acres. Boy.
Anyhow, they looking at me in here, so all I guess right, I better man. Get this buggy warmed up.
Get them out there, get them in the stand, and get them happy. Get them where there they belong. Go. All right, Mike.
All right.
Hey, man, if somebody wants to give you a call about coming over to Venice, throw them out a number, buddy.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Vision.
You got it, man. All right, Mike. Good luck to y'all today.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right.
Take care.
See you, buddy. All right, later. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat in the river bottom, fixing to go deer hunting this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. Let's run down to G-Town now. Let's check in with Captain James Flogg. Hey, James, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Happy Thanksgiving.
I didn't send you a text,
and you didn't get a text. I didn't get one from you yesterday. I've got a million of them, though. Good Lord.
Oh, Tom Hardy was
it
was
nasty.
It was going off, man.
One guy put me in a group text that had over 50 people in it. My phone kept going off. I'm going, this is nasty.
Man, I don't think there's 50 people in the world that like me, much less text me anything. Well, did y'all have a good one? Everybody come over?
Yeah, it was all good, man. It's just good to be alive.
Ain't that the truth,
a lot
buddy.
To be thankful for.
Ain't that the truth. Anytime you wake up and feet hit the floor, it was a good day.
Yes, you got that right.
How cold is it?
It ain't cold. It's warm.
Man, yeah. What is it?
Well, it's around 60, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think in Galveston it's about 61.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
all right.
It's nice.
It's been, that cold's been brutal, man.
I know it.
Man,
I started to pop out Monday and Tuesday, and it was raining and 45 degrees. I said, man, I ain't going in this. So
man,
I did.
I'm trying to think what we did. I mean, we went. Monday we didn't go.
Went.
No, Monday I didn't. Man, what did we do Tuesday? Can't remember. I think we caught them. Monday was not good. Man, I can't believe I can't remember what happened Tuesday.
Well.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday was good. We crushed them Tuesday. I get my days mixed up. I'll tell you, a bad day we had, Mickey, was Wednesday. Day before Thanksgiving when it got pretty, got hot, got really, really nice. Dude, everything I was sitting on, they didn't bite. Not for me.
Sammy and Big Rat caught them Tuesday and Wednesday, but they, you know, Tuesday they popped out after the rain. You know, after it quit raining.
They caught them Wednesday?
Yeah, not as good as Tuesday. Tuesday the bite was a little bit better, but, well, whatever's good nowadays, you know.
Yeah, no, Tuesday was good. We caught them. And on some stuff I ain't been fished. I looked at it, and I didn't fish it, and I went back there fooling with it. And got pretty good, actually. And a bunch of old redfish, too. How many reds we caught? 8 or 9 reds. And, man, I went back to them same fish Wednesday. You know, I mean, I know they didn't swim off. I just couldn't get them. Then I come further south, coming down, you know, and just – I just couldn't get nothing going. We caught 4 or 5 fish, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
It might have been better later. I had a couple of young kids. I had a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old. So
right.
We bailed about 1:30. I didn't want to quit, but they were about done because it wasn't no good. We wasn't getting no bites, man. Terrible. I don't think Dana did no good either. I think he had 4 or 5 fish. So that was a tough day for me. But Wednesday was good. Monday, we tried to. Matter of fact, I was leaving to go meet my guys, and I forgot my phone. And I turned around to come home, and Sid called me. He said, dude, we ain't going. I said, we ain't got to go very far, dude. We just got to go right there. He said, I don't care where we're going. I ain't going in this rain. And that was a good decision because it was nasty Monday.
It was nasty. Brutal. It was 45 and raining at my house, and I wasn't putting in.
No, it was not good. And then Wednesday started out, you know, still cold. I had so much stuff on, bro. By 8 o'clock, I'm starting to come out of stuff. And at noon, I'm like dying, man. I got to get all this stuff off. I ended up coming home with a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. I was like, man, I was out there. I said, man, I think I'm just a meltdown out here, man. It was a pretty day. I just couldn't get nothing going.
Yeah, it got nice. Let's see, next week, Monday it's going to be 71, and Tuesday 78 ahead of that other front. It's coming Wednesday, but our rain chances come back. Man, all these winds they've been calling for just aren't, they ain't coming into play. You know, all this 25 to 35 stuff, and let's see, next Tuesday's 20 to 30 out of the south, and then we go Wednesday from west to north at 30. It's crazy. So
when's that front coming? Wednesday?
Yeah, but it's not going to change much. It's going to drop the temperatures about 10 degrees. It's going to be like 45 to 62 Thursday, 52 to 70 Friday, and 62 to 71 Saturday. So, I mean, this is normal stuff now. I mean, that stretch
right ahead
for November.
That's pretty cold for November,
cold
bro.
Weather. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, our water's down in the, you know, low to mid-50s.
Kevin said,
year,
he went, I went to the gym yesterday morning. He went fishing. I thought he was jogging. I was working on some tackle. And I just happened to look up. I said, well, hell, he ain't jogging. The boat's gone. He went fishing. And he caught good yesterday morning. See, you know, didn't fish very long, caught 8 or 9, pretty good fish, and he just came home.
Yeah.
So he bit a little bit yesterday, but they didn't catch much Wednesday either. But there was people caught some fish. I don't know what happened on my end down there. Just no bueno.
Right.
And that bite Tuesday was, man, it got weird. When we first got them going, it was like you just picked your rod tip up, man, and one's on there.
Really?
Them guys fishing with me are pretty good, man. Keith was like, man, what am I doing wrong? I said, man, I don't know, dude. You just barely feel anything. It's a fish. And the water temperature didn't change. Nothing changed. And finally, about noon, that might have been before then, about 11 o'clock, now they started biting. Or they quit. And then you had to really make them eat it. I mean, you right. got to, like, jerk on it. You know how it gets. I mean, the water was like 53. It keeps me warm. It's cold. Dude, you got to make them eat it. Then it got pretty good, but you had to, like, it was about as close to summertime working a bait as you was going to get to make them eat it. And as soon as you killed it, boom, they did it. So it got kind of weird. I mean, that's really when the bite was on. When the bite was on, he just picked your rod up. It was there. They were all laying on the bottom. It was kind of in a gut between a little reef and another bar at about 10 foot. That's right. To mark them. I mean, I don't know if I'm marking fish. You know, I can't tell, man. I don't know what a trout mark's like. But I've done it a bunch of times where I think that's
big enough, they'll boomerang.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. And I've done it, and I know you have a million times. Like, man, I'm setting in these fish, and you'll back the boat off where you had it setting, and it may take a minute because you just pull the anchor. Whatever you did, you kind of made some noise or whatever. You get back to throwing where you were marking all the fish, and you start catching them. So it tells me they're in there with the bait, or that's fish that I'm marking.
Right.
I mean, you can tell when it's
shed. A lot of times those trout will look like bait. It'll just be a big old mountain, you know, a big old mound, real compressed and real dark, and it'll look like bait, but you can tell the way it comes up off the bottom and peaks, and it'll be trout.
That's what I think. I got into one of them deals.
But sometimes you can't make them eat. I mean, sometimes you can roll rattle traps or crankbaits down deep through them like that and catch them, but other times, nothing, man. You won't even get a bite. It's weird
how
it works.
You were telling me that happened to y'all that time the other day, me and you were talking.
Yeah.
Well, I was fishing real close to there, and I did the same exact thing, and it was them. But, I had them boys and kids, and, you know, they could throw a spinning reel okay, but you had the fishermen. I could catch them. They were laying about 16
right.
foot of water. But it was tough, and I said, man, I got to go find something else that these kids can catch. But I think you'd beat on them. I don't know if you caught no 20 or 30, but you probably caught 15 or 16 of them. And they were laying on that bottom.
If you can get your boat position right and get the right angle on your cast with a current or tide or whatever you're working, it'll once you catch two, three, or four fish, you'll get them lit off. They'll all start lighting up.
Well,
and they'll come up, and I mean, as soon as it hits the water, boom, you're on, you know, even though you're throwing 12 feet of water.
That kind of happened to me, but I had a kind of a problem because I couldn't move. I wish I could have drifted
right.
with the current at that point in time.
Exactly.
I had to win at my back and the current in my face, and then I got to move the boat to try to make, you know, with a trolling motor to make it move. So
I know.
It didn't set up real good.
Boat position, man.
You ain't kidding, buddy. But I think I had them. I don't think I know. I know, but it was just too slow, man. So we'll see. The camera said that water come up yesterday. He told me it was like 58 or 59 when he came in.
Oh, well, cool.
What does it say at Eagle? What the water temperature
it was,
is?
Well, 54 this morning. Yeah, 54.
Really?
Yeah.
It come up a lot. But where he was fishing yesterday, pretty protected from the wind and stuff, so that's probably why it was a little bit warmer.
No, Eagle Point now is 56.5.
Okay, there we go.
And then Morgan's Point up towards me is 59.
Yeah. Well, I can hear that wind blowing down the range.
Oh, boy.
Northeast kind of hard.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least it ain't cold.
No, but we
we'll see what we do.
Good
we'll see.
Coming today, they say.
Yeah, we ain't gonna make it till about 1 and we're done.
More rain. more rain.
Looks like the head of that rain. So, but it looks good right now.
Yeah, it does. I mean, radar's clean right now. We shall see.
Well, we'll catch what we catch, bro.
I mean, I'm on it. The only rain is there's a few little old light showers down there towards Blaine between Laredo and Alice and Beeville, kind of drifting this way. But there is little thin lines, nothing major. Big old glob between San Antone and Abilene up that way, and then everything from here yesterday sitting on top of Jeffcoat over there this morning.
Yeah, well, it got it on pretty good there yesterday afternoon, but it's been rainy. Yeah, Monday was about as Monday. If you want to ever jump off the edge of the jump off a bridge and just kill yourself, Monday was your day, man. Like 44, 45, blowing about 20 and raining.
I know guys that went fishing Monday and they caught them, but boy, they had to be miserable. That ain't no fun.
That's not good. And the boys I had, they're tough. They're like, they fish a lot. They're like Freddie and Sid and Sid. Yeah. Said, man, I ain't going, dude. Period. They come by the house actually and sit around over there for a while. So. We'll see what happens. That's it, bro. That's all I got going, man.
All right, man. Well, catch them up today. Hope you do.
Yeah, I hope I get some bites. It'll probably be a little bit better today.
You.
It can't be a lot worse.
Bites, man. Keep
everybody get some bites.
Gotta get bites, man. It's all about the bites.
It was easy to get disinterested. It was, but I didn't want to leave them fish, too. I knew I had them. I said, man, but I got to find something these boys can catch. And when you start all that running around, I ran everywhere, looking at everything, looking at stuff I ain't never even been before. It was not the same. It wasn't no good either.
I know. You just got to sit on them, man. And it's hard to do with younger guys like that. They get so impatient. And, you know, their attention span isn't the same as ours.
Yeah, no.
But I get pretty tired of catching and not getting any bites either, you know.
I'm with you, bro.
Get
antsy. I could just tell that this is where it was just right there
just
where
don't
I was
run
fishing.
Too far away from there. That way you can go back and hit it again. That's what I try to do.
Exactly. I'm stupid. I ended up like a long ways, but I had to go home that way. So anyway,
oh, well
take a shower and get out of here.
It's all relative.
It's all relative, bro.
All right, man. Well, hey, James, somebody wants to come hang out with you. Give them a number, buddy.
Come on, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right, JP. Be
all
safe
right.
out
I'll
there.
I'll let you in a bit,
see
bro.
Man. All
you
right, got later. It, bro. All right. All right, it's Captain James Flogg down in G-Town.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning, and it is 5:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down south. Let's go to the Hillman Ranch, check in with Captain Steve Hillman. Steve, what's up, man?
Not a lot.
How are you
this morning? I'm doing good.
Did you and the family have a wonderful Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we did, man. It was awesome. How about you?
Oh, none better. It's all good.
Trying to get motivated this morning, trying to figure out what I want to do in this sloppy stuff.
Yeah, y'all foggy and drizzly?
Not foggy anymore. It was a little foggy yesterday on and off, but drizzly, just sloppy, man, just sluggish. It's wet everywhere. I don't think I've been home 2 days in the last 8 days, and I don't think I've seen the sun but maybe one time. Crazy. What's it doing at home?
It's fine this morning, but they're calling for 100% chance of rain today and tomorrow again.
Wow.
We had quite a bit of rain in our area yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Had some pretty good storms roll up. It just depended on where you were at. Some places got 3 or 4 inches, other places 1.5 inches, and some places 5 or 6.
Golly.
Yeah.
What, you think it's enough, enough rain to do anything to the bay, change any patterns or anything?
Nah, we're good.
Everything was so salty.
Now, I'm saying that today, but after today and tomorrow, if we get all this moisture they're talking about, then we'll have to see. Because we're saturated now. What? I actually had water standing in my yard yesterday for the first time this year.
Wow.
And so we're saturated up, so we'll get a lot of runoff if we get some really bad rains, you know.
Yeah.
But we're so salty right now. I tell you what, those oysters I had, those Galveston Bay oysters, were just absolutely, I mean, they were perfect. I mean, just the color of them, the tinge and the texture. I mean, you couldn't ask for better oysters than I got out of Galveston Bay for Thanksgiving. Unbelievable.
They looked good in that
picture you sent to me and Bob.
They looked really good.
Well, I kind of had them covered up a little bit with red sauce, but oh my goodness.
Oh man, now it's time to recuperate now after a day of eating and doing a bunch.
Yeah, and last night when you sent me that picture of those pigs y'all put on the ground, I wasn't making fun of your pigs. I mean, in that picture, they look like, you know, those 50 to 60 pounders you like to kill. And,
right.
And then when you texted back, no, one was 150 and one was 100. I said, well, you got to shove them through the lens.
Yeah, I know. I knew it.
Make them look bigger.
I know. No, there's a bunch of pictures of dead pigs or a dime a dozen. There's nothing special about those.
Seen one, you've seen them all.
we've got them here, too, this year. Well, we always do, but they're really running rampant these days over here. You know, I went to one blind on the golf cart, and me and my brother-in-law and Brooke's boyfriend, and I snuck up to one feeder and popped one about 150 pounds, pretty good sow. Loaded that one on the cart and then drove over to another blind and popped another one. But I don't know what I'm going to do today. I guess I'm going to go bow hunt this morning. I'm going to drop the kids off in a couple of the box blinds where that wide 10-point's been showing up. That basically a cull, but I mean, he's a nice deer. He's about 18, 19 inside. And long main beams, just
right.
Garden rakes for tines. I don't
right.
think he has a tine longer than 6 inches. Pretty deer, a little bit of mass, but 5.5-year-old deer.
Yeah, it's time to shoot him.
Yeah, and started to shoot him last year, but figured we'd give him another year. And his rack didn't change at all. He gained a little bit of mass. That's it. Of course, we're supplementally feeding. We're feeding protein and cottonseed. And with all that, you would think if he had it in him, he'd make a little bit better jump, you know.
Yeah.
But he looks basically the same, so it'd be a heck of a deer for anybody, really. But
oh, yeah.
And then we've seen some young ones, same old deal. They're still not really doing the deal here as far as the rut goes. They're 2 and 3, 4 bucks, you know, these little bachelor groups. Did start seeing a few scrapes last week before I came home for a couple of days, but, of course, it's been raining every day now. You wouldn't be able to see one, you know, but but there's really not. Their hocks are getting dark. Some of the more mature bucks, their hocks are starting to get dark. So they're trying, but usually by now we're seeing a little bit more activity. But our rut, our best part of our rut's usually early December through about mid December here. So, but we've got a lot of animals. Just hadn't seen the one yet, you know.
Right. Well, they're there. They'll they'll show.
Oh yeah. But it's still fun, man. It's nice being down here.
I bet it is. I can't wait to get to the brush country, man.
Oh yeah. But I feel like I'm retired from fishing right now. I haven't fished in, I don't even know, maybe a week and a half or so.
Yeah, well, you worked hard all year, man. You deserve it, R&R with your family and everything, because it'll be here waiting on you when you're dead and gone. We'll never catch all of them. It'll continue on.
Well, these fish, it's kind of like me trying to make a decision this morning if I want to go hunting in this mess. it's the same deal. When I did come home for a couple of days, it was so nasty at home. I could have made it work one day, but go sit through all that drizzly stuff and cold and wind to catch 16, 18-inch fish, it's, you know, it's just kind of hard to get motivated. But no, fishing was good before I left for us. We had a pretty good little run leading up to ranch time, you know. But I don't know what to expect when I get back. I guess water temperatures dropped quite a bit.
Yeah, but it's come up the last couple of days with these warmer temperatures. It's up, I think Eagle Point a while ago was about 56.5. So that's actually perfect. That's where I like it, in the 50s, you know, from 50 up to 60.
I'll
take that any day of the week, man.
Yeah, those fish seem to, once they get acclimated at mid-50s,
they're comfortable in it. They fight good, they eat good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when it gets up above that, after they're used to it, they just kind of get docile. They don't seem to feed as aggressively, and they start spreading out again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like that when it warms up, gets calm this time of year. They think they're going to go out there and just set the world on fire. And actually, these fronts keeping the water temperature down makes them for a lot more consistent bite.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I'll get back in the groove here in a couple of days. We'll come home Sunday, I guess. I'm supposed to go back to work Monday. I don't know what kind of wind we're going to get on the backside of this front. I know this front's taking a sweet time about pushing through. Good grief.
I know. We're gonna stay warm, though. We're not going to, you know, there's not going to be any more of that cold. Well, we may have some wet, but it won't be cold.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to be, today's the coolest day, or tomorrow will be, 65 for a high, but they're saying west-southwest 25, then west-northwest 15 on Sunday, and sunny and pleasant, 69. Then Monday, 45 to 71. Tuesday, 60 to 78 with thunderstorms and windy, south 20 to 30 before the next front on Wednesday, which will bring 60% that morning, then north winds at 30 in the afternoon. That'll be a great day.
I might just stay here.
Start out with a west wind after a south at 20 to 30, and then pop at north at 30 in the afternoon. That'll be perfect.
Oh, man. Get those afternoon pop-outs out there in a 30-mile wind.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, yeah. Let's go.
Dad told me to tell you hello.
Well, tell old Clifford I said hello, man. I hadn't talked to him in a while.
You want to talk to him now?
Yeah, put him on.
All right, I'll put him on.
All right.
All right. Morning, Captain Mickey.
Clifford, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I'm at the ranch relaxing.
I know you are, man. I bet y'all had a good time with your family down there and Thanksgiving at the ranch. There ain't nothing like it, is there?
Oh, we have. We've been a little restricted in our movement because of the weather. It's
right.
A little sloppy here, but it's always good here, regardless of what you're doing.
Heck yeah. Well, it's, you know, we all got to feel blessed to be fortunate to have your families and friends for Thanksgiving, and especially in that kind of setting, you know, at the deer camp, baby.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nothing better having the family together at the ranch.
I know it. Life is short. You got to enjoy it while you're here, bud.
Yeah, when you start getting my age, you begin to realize that more and more.
It's more precious.
It becomes much more valuable. That's exactly right.
I'm telling you.
Well, how are things in your world?
Oh, it's all good up here. Just, you know, we've been getting some pretty good, we got some pretty good rains yesterday all through our area. Pretty good storms, actually. Man, I bought oysters for Thanksgiving, and I tell you, they were so good out of Galveston Bay. Man, I hadn't seen them this plump, and the texture and everything and the sweetness. Boy, they were good, man.
Well, and this rain is just going to help that further, Mickey. They need a little fresh water, a little brackish water to pump up, especially in this cold weather. Oysters are expensive this year, just like last, but they're worth it if you consider what the cost per serving is.
Oh, it is. It's worth it. And I support the industry. It,
I know you do, and it requires this industry, which I made my living in all my life, has seen its challenges to the degree that I'm not sure in our lifetime we'll ever see it the way it used to be. But there's improvement, because this industry, the oyster industry, the oyster reefs, also is prerequisite to success of the way you and Steve make a living in trout fishing, because they have to have that they have to have that substrate, that beginning of that food chain.
I'm with you. We got to have it. Structure, man, and that's habitat. Got to have it.
That's exactly right. And, of course, you know, you've heard it repeated many, many times, the destruction that Hurricane Ike did with the severe siltation, especially over the reefs in East Bay and Central Bay. Mm-hmm. But it destroyed so many acres. It's just going to take a long time to rebuild. Nature itself would rebuild it if we quit dredging channels and building dams and restricting freshwater flow. But it is what it is.
Yeah, it was just a bad stretch there for about 8 or 9 years, you know, with Ike, and then we had that severe drought, and then all of a sudden we had all that severe fresh water for about 6 or 7 years, and, I mean, that just took its toll on our resource.
Yeah, what's the old saying? You can't fool Mother Nature. Well, you also can't change it.
No, you can't.
Just have to learn to abide by it and live with it.
I'm telling you. Well, I'm glad y'all are all having a good time down there.
Well, I would say, Cam Mickey, we're thinking of you all the time, but that'd be a little bit of a fib.
That'd be stretching it.
We don't think of anything but having a good time here.
That's it. Hey, Senator, one of these days you and I got to get together and go play golf again, man. That was a lot of fun when I used to play with y'all. That was a blast. I hadn't played in a long time. I need to start hitting again.
I probably played 3 or 4 times this summer, and that was about it, Cap Mickey. I miss it, and I've had time, but it just doesn't seem like the weather will cooperate. Speaking of the weather, watching the San Antonio news and the forecast for the state yesterday, it looked like they're calling for 5 to 7 inches for Harrison, Galveston County today.
I saw that, too, this morning, you know, for today and tomorrow. I hope that's not true. That's a little bit more than I would like to get. You know?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Well,
especially when we're here and the house is unattended, you know.
I know it. Well, I'm glad y'all are having a good time down there, and it'll be over before you know it. I guess y'all are coming home this weekend, so.
Well, I'm not. My wife and her sister are going to ride back Sunday with Steve. I'm staying. I have 2 more guests coming Monday, so I think I'm going to stay the week. I'm kind of getting used to it.
I bet you are. It'd be hard for me to come back too, man.
Well, you need to get up here. You need to get up here with us one day.
If me and Steve can ever get on a schedule, you know, where he's not fishing and I'm off from the radio, we can come like on a Monday and Tuesday and come back Wednesday. That'd be a fun little trip. Make that turn around.
And anytime you can make it happen, you know you're more than welcome.
I know Steve's been wanting to get me down there for 2 or 3 years now, so I'm going to take him up on it if we can ever get on the right schedule.
Well, I'm going to prompt him a little bit, but I'm going to make sure and tell him when you can come, make sure that y'all get some firewood cut. You get a little exercise, you know.
There you go. Well, I can cut firewood. I'll bring my chainsaw.
He's an expert with a chainsaw. You just got to watch him work and then help him load.
That's it. That'll work.
Well, I'm going to put Steve back on the line.
All right.
Good to hear from you.
All right, Clifford. Hey, and happy Thanksgiving. Good talking to you, buddy.
And you too.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Clifford Hillman. All right. Your daddy's a hoot, man. I sure like him. What a really nice guy, man. I've had some good times with him.
Absolutely. We're fixing to get ready, load up, get all the four-wheel drive vehicles ready, because it's going to take it to go drop everybody off this morning.
It's that soggy, huh?
Yeah, man. It's just never. It just hadn't had a chance to dry out.
Well,
we're supposed to get more today and tonight. So.
Yeah, we're. We'll see. That's what they're calling for up here, quite a bit today and tonight and tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Well, we were in a drought for a while, but the drought's over on the coast.
How about that forecast, that long-term forecast that I sent on our group to you and James and Charlie about how it's going to be a dry and warmer winter, drier and milder winter, and it's been raining and been cold every week since I sent that to y'all.
That was like that extra busy hurricane season we were supposed to have this year. Noah really hit the nail on the head with that one, didn't he?
I'm glad they were wrong with that one.
Yeah, me too. I hope they're wrong every year on them hurricane forecast.
No kidding.
Oh, well. All right, buddy. Well, I'm going to let you load everybody up and get them out in the stands. And if somebody wants to call you about fishing, Steve, give them a number, bud.
All right, man. 409-256-7937.
All right. Steve, thanks for taking my call, and you be safe out there.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Mickey.
Send me a picture of that 10 when it hits the ground this morning.
For sure. Hopefully I can do that. So.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right, man.
Later. All right. Captain Steve Hillman down in South Texas. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.